We have time for one more interview, and we're going to go ahead and have Coach Noblet throw on this headset here with 5 minutes and 30 seconds, Coach, before we start the boys game. So I'll have to get prepared for that one. So unfortunately, we will have to keep this one a little bit short. But as I talked to both Zoff and Sparks, you were trailing for most of this game. Fourth quarter comes around. Something changed. What was it?
Probably desperation, you know, up to that point. I don't know what it was. We were playing on eggshells the first three quarters. And everything that we had as a game plan on causing flow, we didn't. We didn't cause any flow. We didn't cause them any discomfort whatsoever. I told them down there it was paralysis through analysis. And you got to attack, you know, especially when you're a little bit smaller and we're at our best when we could slash. We showed a little bit of it there in the last quarter. The pace got up and down more to our liking, but you know, I didn't know if it was going to be too late at that point. We had spotted them 6-8 points there, but I'm proud of the effort for sure.
This is your second stint, if I remember correctly, coaching Grandview basketball. I believe it was boys a time ago, and now it's the girls. And this is your first conference championship, I imagine, probably in a while. But how do you feel as a coach for your girls to win this game? You know, get through that first obstacle of the regular season, which I brought up to Kaylin, is winning the conference. Then you go to districts. Then you worry about winning state.
Yeah.
But just what this means to you as a coach, and what you feel like this means to your players, winning another conference championship.
You know, I'm proud of this group. You know, Kaylin didn't play point guard last year, and she was our only returning starter. So we had to return. You know, we had four new starters. We lost the conference player of the year, and it took us a while to figure out where we were. And we played a really difficult schedule the first half. We were 5-6 at the break, and at times played well. I think we're now 12-6, and the one game against West County was right down to the wire against a very good ball club. So they're starting to figure it out. You know, we've placed a little bit of importance on the conference, on the small school part of it. But with the focus that we want to play our best basketball in 2 or 3 weeks.
Right, you definitely do. Hey, Coach, when you get that conference title plaque or trophy or whatever it is, be sure to send us a picture. We'd love
All
to
right.
see it.
All right, I'll have those girls pose. I don't pose real well with them. You know, they're a little bit better looking than I am. That's one thing different with girls basketball, you know.
Right. All right, well, Coach, enjoy the rest of your night and your weekend. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That is Steve Noblet, head coach of the Grandview Lady Eagles. They are small schools conference champions. We'll take a break here. Come back in 2 minutes with the start of the Herculaneum and Grandview boys.